The proposal would ground 35 A-10 Thunderbolts, also known as the Warthog. According to several members of Congress, it would reduce staffing at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base by more than 600, negatively impacting the local economy. The base houses the largest fleet of the planes in the nation. Arizona Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema and House members Tom O'Halloran, Ann Kirkpatrick, and others also say the A-10 occupies an important place in the nation's arsenal. Arizona lawmakers have long defended it against budget cuts. Kirkpatrick recently introduced a bill to keep the plane in the air. According to Defense News, the plan to retire the A-10 along with other aircraft would save the Air Force nearly $1.5 billion it could allocate to new technologies. The A-10 was designed to support ground forces. It was delivered to Davis-Monthan in the 1970s and used heavily during Operation Desert Storm in the 1990s. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.